they're calling it the Burrumbuttick to Bourke hay run. He's donated some hay. He's got farmers and other persons together and coordinated a hay drop to be delivered to Bourke.
And what quantity of hay are you expecting to be arriving in Bourke?
We don't know what the final numbers are, but we're looking at possibly 10, 14 trucks, big bales, round bales. So we're just waiting on final numbers. Obviously, there won't be, it's a huge amount of hay, but not sufficient to go around absolutely everyone and to do some good.
So how are you going to allocate this hay?
The fairest way, I think, is to actually have it by ballot. So you can fill out an expression of interest form and you'll go into sort of like a raffle type thing. So if your name gets drawn out, that's how it'll be done.
It's an extraordinarily generous gesture. How has this come about?
Actually, Sally, it was from a series of interviews that you did up this way. The guy down near Albury and Burrumbuttick down that way, he's heard it and he's gone, oh, I really want to help out. So he's made contact through people that you've done interviews with.
This reminds me of similar efforts that were made during the Millennium Drought.
Yeah, back then, like, there was the rain train and people were, you know, donating hay and that sort of thing. And it's hugely generous of people. And the logistics of actually doing that both down there and then once it gets to Bourke, because we need people, the locals as well, to actually help, which is really good because we've got Landmark have come on board as a major sponsor and Elders have said we'll send some people up, you know, the local businesses from the accommodation places to steel and hire, just to everyone that's going to assist on the ground when it hits here.
Sharon, something that is often said about assistance and relief when it comes to drought is that it all comes down to lines on maps. So how are you going to be ruling people in or out as being eligible for this?
Look, we've had to put some sort of restrictions on it. So the fairest way from the counselling service point of view is that we'll open it up to people that are within our service area, which is the Bourke, Brewarrina and unincorporated, particularly around the Wanarring areas. So if anyone, you know, wants to apply, that's fine. They don't have to be a client of the service.
It occurs to me that this is something that may actually develop some momentum. Is the local land services or the Department of Primary Industries in any way involved in this?
Not at this stage, but they're quite welcome to, you know, and no doubt they'll probably become involved on the hands-on thing on the Saturday when they deliver the hay. Any extra body would be great.
So if this does develop some momentum and if the situation stays dry, I can see that other areas like Coonabarabran, like Coonamble, like Narrabri, there are many other areas around the state where the Regional Assistance Advisory Committee has just been. You know, we're waiting to hear what the status is going to be of assistance to those people.
Yeah, that's right, because the drought, unfortunately, is just growing and growing. You know, it just comes from the generosity of one person to get something going. So this is what's happened in this case.
Sharon, what's the weather doing in Bourke today?
Yes, it's going to be another warm one, but there's a bit of a breeze outside, but that sun is intensely hot.